name is Ian Beals, and I am 10 years old, and I am in Miss Doobie's class. I'd recommend a book from an alien from another world about the Earth, because they would want to know more about the Earth and stuff before they try to take over it or whatever they want to do.
My name is Justin Johnson Gray. I'm in fourth grade, and I'm 10 years old. I wonder how aliens survive in space. I also wonder if they even eat, and what they eat, and how they would like to eat.
Well, my name is Maddie Moore. I am 9 years old, and my teacher is Miss Tugis. My question was, what is your favorite book, and where would you take it to the moon? And I answer, as my favorite book is, I Survived the Shark Attack of 1916, and I would bring it to the moon because it's really intense, and a guy gets a chunk of his leg bit off.
My name is Tiernan, and I'm 9 years old. My teacher is Miss Tugis. I was born 2001, December 6th, and my question is, if you could take a book anywhere, if you could go anywhere, where would you go? And I said, Inside the Rocket.
My name is Malaya, and my teacher is Miss Tugis. I am 9 years old. I think Titanic is out of this world, because people would jump off into the water, and some of them would get hypothermia, and some of them most likely would. And that's what I think is out of this world.
My name is Nick, and my teacher is Miss Flowers, and I would bring a mystery book, fun mystery book.
For the moon, I would take a book that would be about stars. I'm Priscilla Stoltz, and I am in Miss Flowers' class, and in fourth grade. Okay.
My name is Shelly, and I'm 9 years old, and my teacher's name is Flowers, and my book I would bring to the moon is If I Found Any Martians, I would bring an English book.
The book I'd take to the moon would be called The Magic Treehouse. And it's about these two kids who go searching in the woods or something, and they find this treehouse. And it's in the tallest oak tree, and when they go to look around inside of it, they find a rope ladder. So when they actually get up to the treehouse, they find it's filled with books. And then they find out, a little later in the series, they find out that the treehouse belongs to a woman called Morgan Le Fay, and she's traveling around the universe to find books. They in book three, which is like this, basically like a pirate book on the Magic Treehouse series, parrot is actually Morgan Le Fay. Then in book five, she gets trapped under a magic spell, and they have to find five items to free her.
Yana Cam,
and this is Heather Swearingen.
And we're here, and we're in Miss Tugis' class, and the book that we think is out of this world is Ghost of Crutchville Hall, because it's about a girl who's really rich, and then she dies. And then she's gonna do a murderous revenge.